from the stage.
Uh-huh.
So he said the whole lot of making the circles in his mind, you know, when he's doing tumbling.
Uh-huh.
Then that day he had an injury on his leg.
Mm-hmm.
But he never told me.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to X-ray, he went to the hospital. So the second month I saw him, I said, why are you walking like this? What's wrong with your leg? So he told me he got this the day we went to Dan. So why you didn't tell me? You know, he said he went to the hospital, they took X-ray. I said, no, there's a better way to do it. So back when you have that injury, we have what we call clay.
Mm-hmm.
We get clay, we get alligator pepper, we just grind it by the first front door of the house. You sit down there, I just use it to rub it and stretch it out after I warm it up a little bit. So I only did it twice, the leg gets healed. You know, I mean, he gets a little bit frightened.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you don't believe the spirit involved. What you just did? I said, this is just medicine for a broken bone or if you restrain your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have no broken bone from your X-ray,
mm-hmm.
but you really strain your veins and muscles.
Mm-hmm.
But this can heal you really fast. That's all I did.
So it's clay.
Yeah,
and alligator pepper.
Alligator pepper. Uh-huh. You heat it up, you grind it and heat it up on the stove. Then you have to sit at the front door of the house.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you can stretch it out. You know, and since then he said that for 3 months he'd be going to doctors. The pain remained the same. How come you only visit my place twice? The pain is gone. Say, hey, I ain't gonna do it no more. So he gave up. So my mistake was, I never really realized it because back home we assume everybody knows everything. So we can't really explain things in detail.
Uh-huh.
You know, because everybody knows it. So who you gonna explain to? Nobody. So when I start having this question here in America from this guy, I didn't really know how to respond. First of all, I've built up confidence, mental confidence with him,
mm-hmm.
before he ever go out to dance on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so that's what I'm doing with my practices now.
Build up
that mental confidence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's pause here a little minute, and we'll do Aquila's paperwork.
Okay. Eventually.
Yeah.
He's from Benin, Kenya. They use bras to mold all kind of
bronze, bronze,
right?
Uh-huh.
But they do it in the local way. You know,
uh-huh.
they use honey wax, you know, to carve it up, then heat it up in the ground, then, you know.
Really?
Right. Yeah. From Benin Kingdom. They specialize in
that's
that.
That's what they do in Benin Kingdom.
In Benin Kingdom.
We might get in the program.
Yes. I mean, somebody was trying to sponsor me when we were at the college, but then it was too busy to have time for that.
Yeah.
But I mean, he is nice. Good.
So he does casting. He carves it with the beeswax.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And make bronze.
Then put it into that cast.
Uh-huh.
Then with mold. Uh-huh. Take off the mold, then you see the whole thing.
And he makes...
Tastes like this. I bet it would be bronze.
This is, we call this a black wood.
Black wood?
Right. So heavy.
Is it what we call ebony?
Ebony.
Or is it the same?
Okay.
Ebony,
yeah. The same.
And who is this?
This is from Benin Kingdom, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, back home, we don't really have values so much, you know.
Yeah, most of the carving always be the faces from the upper kingdom, upper palace.
From the upper palace.
The king.
Royal family.
Royal family, uh-huh. Yeah.
But the Benins are very good with the bronze and this black wood carving.
Uh-huh. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
What?
So this is a member of the royal family.
No, anybody can buy it, but that's for you.
Huh?
I think we can sell on the
parts. Uh-huh.
You know, just the way I hang it up around the wall, I think you can see it. So that's what we use it for decoration.
Uh-huh. What do you use for the dye? As dye, huh?
Right. You just dye it, and somebody will just use knife.
Uh-huh. You know what the dye is?
This dye is from ododo. We call it ododo.
It's a flower.
It's a flower. Mm-hmm. You know, you put the flower
juice out of
and juice it out.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty red.
So the seed are still inside. So this one again, we use this as spoon.
Spoon.
Right. So we just bisect it, you know, straight off as a soup spoon.
Right.
You know. Then we use a different form of this as dishes too. You know, they have that here.
For bowls, yeah.
Right, for bowls, you know.
Do you go back to Nigeria?
Oh yes, I go home often. So then my wife came last year. It's 2 years now. Usually I go home twice a year. Mm-hmm. Since my wife came this year. So I hope she comes and bring her to the festival.
Oh, great.
You know, when she comes, she always joins us to do the dancing and everything.
Great.
You know.
We'll have to figure out. It won't be any problem with the three boys.
Okay.
You want to bring them all three?
Sure, that'd be great.
Well, I'll see. I'll have to see about that. But
if you give me pressure, don't worry about it.
I think we can do it.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I think we can do it.
Okay.
Why not?
It's true.
We can't get them any money.
No. It don't matter. No.
They come with...
Exactly.
They're little.
Exactly.
They don't eat much.
They're glad to be in the groove.
Yeah. That's great.
Because every time we pick their money, and our two kids, they say, we want to be around you all the time. We do this, then we feel better.
I imagine you guys are a big hit with a lot of the African Americans, the Black Americans.
Yeah, they were giving us, you know, we were performing a lot. They were calling from everywhere. They want us to perform, they want us to perform. Because other people do the same cultural dance, but our own, they see different.
Like Bryant have a show coming up on the 12th.
Bryant, yeah.
Right, in Fort Lauderdale. We have about 6 different tribes from Nigeria, another tribe from Ghana and country. Mm-hmm. So we're all going to do the show.
Are they all people that live here?
Yeah, they all live here.
How many Nigerians are there in South Florida? You know?
In South Florida, it's a lot. I would say it's a lot. You know, how are we? I'll put the estimate up to, when you say South Florida.
Yeah, Dade and Broward.
Dade and Broward.
Palm Beach, maybe.
I would put it up to about 10 to 20,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, are there any in other parts of the state, or are they down here?
Oh, no, we are less here. In Texas and Houston.
Well, I know, but in Florida.
In Florida, right.
So in Texas, there's a lot.
They're more in Florida.
Atlanta.
You go to some university, the professor, the student, 90% of the students go from Nigeria.
Wow.
The professor from Nigeria.
How come Texas?
I don't just know.
The point is that those days, a long time ago,
a lot of those professionals from Nigeria,
go to Texas, Oklahoma, those places as students.
And established as a professional. Uh-huh. You know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm. I'll probably think of something more to ask you after I leave, but I can always call you.
Call me, please. I'll be glad.
So maybe I'll turn and take the recorder off now.
Sure.